The following is a paid program. The content has been provided by Glazer and Associates. WFTL, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Some of the opinions and endorsements provided herein were in exchange for compensation from Glazer and Associates.
Good morning. I'm Karen Curtis, and welcome to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 a.m. on 850 a.m. in South Florida, 1080 a.m. in Central Florida, and 1060 a.m. on Florida Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. And I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, PA, a law firm specializing in community association law and having offices in Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and satellite offices in Tampa, Fort Myers, and Naples. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where in the state you are. So give us a call right here in our studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you could do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. A little disclaimer to start, Karen. I was at the Miami FSU game last night. I have no voice. I mean, no, but you're going to have to be a lawyer today, Karen.
I will try. Well,
I got no voice whatsoever, so let's see how this goes. And no, I don't want to talk about the game.
Oh, my gosh. What is it with these freaking kicks and
Seems like every game these two teams ever played comes down to some sort of a missed kick at the end, right?
It wasn't missed. It was blocked.
Hey, by the way, I just want to welcome back our technician, Jack Gonzalez, in the house today.
Yay, Jack.
Jack is back. He hasn't been feeling too well, but the man actually showed up in the studio today.
Good
in pain and all.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
A big, big thank you goes out to Jack this morning. Really, really appreciate him being with us today. But if you could do something about my voice, Jack, I'd really appreciate it because I cannot talk. It was exhausting to watch, let me tell you. But, okay, back to today's show. If you're a fan of the show, you'd like to read our blogs and our newsletters, just make sure to go to the show's website at www.condocrazeandhoas.com. Join our email list because by joining each week, you'll get announcements about our show, about our blog, our seminars, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. Tomorrow's blog topic, no surprise, hurricane headaches.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, Karen, before we went on the air, I was just told that we are actually not broadcasting on the Space Coast today.
Oh.
Because the transmitter that is that we use in Melbourne was actually destroyed by Hurricane Matthew.
Oh, my goodness.
So believe it or not, we're actually not broadcasting on the Space Coast, but we are in Central Florida.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And our law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
What a week. You know, Hurricane Matthew roaring through Florida, causing tremendous damage through our state. But they're saying that a 50-mile difference. It was like a threading of a needle.
It was incredible.
And we would have had $50 billion in damage rather than a couple billion dollars.
I guess a little closer to the coast, and it would have been absolutely disastrous. But, you know, no question about it. We, again, at least here in South Florida, we dodged a bullet. But the state's luck, I think, kind of ran out after 11 years, Karen.
Yeah.
I saw the video come in from St. Augustine.
Yeah.
You know, right next to the castle over there. And the fort, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. There was an ocean in the streets. While we got kind of lucky here in South Florida, the same can't be said for St. Augustine and Jacksonville. You know, Matthew was a 4, and it did create a mess for our listeners, primarily north of Palm Beach County.
Yeah, absolutely. No question. Dade and Broward fared far better than Palm Beach County and points north. But lots of people have suffered lots of damage throughout the state. But condos and HOAs definitely have some cleanup to do, and not every association is lucky.
Oh, no two ways about it. I can tell you one thing for sure and for certain. Those associations that put away money up there in northern part of the state, those associations that put away money for a rainy day, they're going to recover a lot quicker than those who thought their association was somehow invisible and will somehow get by without putting any money away for any rainy or windy day. And from those associations who didn't prepare in advance, I'm going to be getting all types of phone calls and emails that I expect to start receiving like tomorrow with all kinds of questions and complaints. But how about we take our first call from Margaret in West Palm Beach. How are you, Margaret?
Hi, Hi.
Good morning.
This question's not to the storm. I
Oh boy.
And Margaret, you got to talk into the phone. It's hard to hear. Margaret, you there? All right, Margaret, you're going to have to call back. Let's cut Margaret off, and hopefully she can call back from a better line, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so we were talking about the types of calls that I expect to get coming in this week. And one complaint is I'm going to get a call from officers and directors of associations saying, you know, we just found out, you know, we suffered some roof damage. I had no idea that our deductible for the roof was so high. This is terrible. And it happens all the time. It happens after every major event with, you know, there's damage to the roof. Happens all the time.
I'm sure it does. And you just put this in perspective, as you told me on my show, that there's 19 million people in Florida, and about half of them live in an HOA or a condo. And doesn't the association's policy have a high deductible usually when it comes to windstorm damage?
Yeah, it definitely does. And a lot of people don't realize how that works. You know, associations know generally, and it's so important for directors to understand this, associations know that their windstorm deductibles normally are like 5%, right? So what does that 5% number mean? Mm-hmm. They have no clue what it means, actually, oftentimes. And it doesn't mean that if the association suffers like a $100,000 loss, that the insurance carrier doesn't have to pay for the first $5,000 and the association gets a check for $95,000. That's not what that 5% deductible means. That's not how it works. That 5% deductible is based on the insured value of the entire property. So let's say your entire property is worth $10 million, right? It's a big condominium building. You know what your roof deductible is, Karen?
Right.
It's 5% of $10 million dollars, or $500,000.
Oh, my gosh, $500,000. That's crazy.
That's your deductible. But a lot of people don't realize that. A lot of associations don't realize it. But that is a huge deductible. So if you don't have a roof reserve account, guess what? That $500,000 deductible, where are you going to get it from? That's going to be a special assessment against unit owners. No two ways about it.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe a deductible can be a several hundred thousand dollars.
Yeah, and if you're shocked, how do you think the board and unit owners feel, you know, when they find this out? It's oftentimes really shocking when an association learns this, but there are policies out there called deductible buyback policies, and it actually allows you to kind of buy down that deductible. And that's something that that a lot of people out there may want to talk to their agent about. All right, how about we got Rob from Juno Beach? How are you, Rob?
Hey, Rob. Go ahead.
Hello. Rob, you there? Well, the phones are working great today. Who knows? Could be all related to Hurricane Mess. Don't know. Okay, hopefully Margaret will call back and Rob will call back. You know what? Let's do this. Let's see if we can take our first break of the hour, get the phone lines corrected, maybe talk a little politics too, Karen.
Okay.
I don't know. Tonight's the night, huh?
Tonight is the night. It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. Let's get the phone lines going. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis here with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates. Taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Talking about the storm and also politics.
Yeah, tonight is the night of the debate. I mean, if you thought a lot of people watched it last time, what do you think? More people are going to watch it tonight?
Oh, I believe so, especially to see what or hear what Donald Trump has to say after making two apologies, and I'll probably make another one.
You see, Karen, that's the whole point. He apologized, and at least my two cents is what he said. I mean, let's get this out of the air, you know, we're out in the open. What he said was awful, terrible, stupid, lewd, etc., whatever you want to call it, no two ways about it. But the bottom line is he apologized over something he said 11 years ago. So, you know, I'm going to ask everybody out there, has Bill Clinton ever apologized for really turning the White House into a frat house? The guy slept with a student intern. Has he ever apologized actually for multiple physical abuses of women, for being impeached about lying about it then, and then having to pay money to settle civil lawsuits? I mean, he did all those things. Trump said a few words that were horrible, absolutely, but everything I just said, the president actually did, the former president actually did those things. And has Hillary ever apologized for actually shaming the women that had courage to go after her husband and refused to let him get away with it, you know, for calling his accusers liars? You know, at worst, Trump said some really stupid, terrible things. But I got to tell you, my humble opinion, it pales in comparison to the actual actions that both Bill and Hillary did to actually shame women. I don't really see the comparison. And the funny part is, if given the opportunity, Democrats would put Bill Clinton back in office tomorrow.
I know,
that's
right.
Their hero. That's their guy. That's the guy that they point to as being the greatest thing that actually ever happened to the Democratic Party. So the hypocrisy here, to me, absolutely incredible.
Well, you had, you know, JFK and Marilyn Monroe, and you had Bubba, but the Republicans just aren't used to a red-blooded candidate that,
But I want one of them to admit that, no, because of the way Bill Clinton treated women, I would never want him back in the White House.
Right.
Let me hear one Democrat say that before they throw stones at Trump. But, all right, how about we take, who do we got on line there? Rob is back, line one. How are you, Rob?
I'm well, thank you. I've got two questions. One is very simple. Is the painting of a condo a different color than it currently is a material alteration?
Yes, it is. That's actually the LEED case. That's the Sterling Village case. And that case had to do with actually changing the color of a condominium from one color to another. It's considered a material alteration. And yes, you need a vote of the unit owners to do it, probably a three-quarters vote. And if you don't get that vote, I can tell you, you may be in a position where you're going to have to paint the building back to the same color it was. But that's the easiest example when you're changing the color of a building. Absolutely a material alteration, absolutely requiring a vote.
Okay, that leads me into the other question, which is, I understand the statute says that you must have a vote of the membership for a material alteration, unless it says differently in your documents.
Right.
Our documents say that a material alteration of over 10% of the budget has to be put to a vote. It doesn't address what happens to a material alteration of under 10% of
yeah,
the budget.
There's all those types of cases out there, and there's a lot of these types of scenarios that come up every now and then. I'm going to tell the association always err on the side of caution, regardless. In other words, if you're telling me your documents have a $10,000 limit, but you want to change the building from, you know, white to beige, but it's going to cost under $10,000. Is it a material alteration? Yes, I still think it's a material alteration.
Under 10% of
the budget, whatever it is. I don't think a monetary cap of any kind is what really differentiates it as a material alteration. And I can tell you, it's not just my opinion, it's other attorneys as well, because I've recently had to deal with this. So, yeah, my opinion is it is, in fact, a material alteration. And I recently had to tell a client just that.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Okay, how about we go to, who's there, Margaret or Irv? You tell me, who do we got there, Garrett? Boat. All right, let's go to Margaret, line one.
Margaret?
Yeah.
Hi, Margaret.
You're back.
First of all, I love Trump. Second of all, my question, can the president of the board also be the secretary?
Can the president of the board also be the secretary? If there's nothing in your documents that would prevent it, then the answer is yes. Some documents say the president can only hold one position. Some documents say the secretary and treasurer can be the same position. Some say it all has to be occupied by different people. But generally, as long as there's nothing in the documents that prohibit it, then yes, if the president wants to be crazy enough to take on two positions, then the president can do it.
She's crazy enough. Okay, thank you.
You got it. Hey, let's make America great again, right?
She left.
Margaret's gone.
She agrees.
All right, who do we got left? We got Irv.
Irv
from Tampa. How are you, Irv?
Good morning, Eric. How are you doing today?
Good morning. How can we help?
I am in an HOA over in the Tampa area, and our 2016 budget was $197,000 and change. Their actuals is $324,000. They did not have any kind of budget meetings or request permission to increase it.
Wait, what do you mean by that? You said you had a $197,000 budget, but you actually spent
$324,000.
Okay, so you were well under budget.
No, we were over.
No, you budgeted way too under is what I'm suggesting.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that legal for them to do without having some kind of rebudgeting and...
No, they obviously spent things spent money on items that were unbudgeted for. And I can tell you, if a complaint was filed with the Department of Business and Professional Regulation, yes, they would likely find that a violation did in fact exist. Because you can only, and funny, this is actually lined up for at least some of it for today's show, if we get around to it. But yeah, a board should only be spending money on items that were actually budgeted for. And there's there's almost no discretion. And if you need more money because you under budgeted, then you got to pass a special assessment or amend your budget. The statute and the rules would actually allow the board to do an amended budget, pass an amended budget, or prepare an amended budget, send it out to everybody in the community, just like you would do your regular budget with 14 days advance notice, schedule a meeting, and the board can amend the budget mid-year, midstream, no problem. But you can't keep the same budget in there knowing that you're way, way, way underfunded and continue to spend money that you technically don't have the authority to spend.
Well, that brings up a second point. Our governing documents kind of infer that anything greater than a 15% increase in the budget has to be voted upon by the membership.
Lots of case law on this as well. And I always took the position that sometimes there's monetary limitations on how much a budget can go up, like in your governing documents. And I can tell you there's some cases out there that say, forget that. Your board's obligation by statute is to pass a budget that pays the bills, period. It's not really not more complicated than that. And that cannot be, there's no way it can be arbitrarily limited by a certain percentage. If your insurance for the property goes up 30-40% in 1 year, like has happened, then the bottom line is your budget is going to go up tremendously, way more than that 10% number. And the board wouldn't be doing their obligation. They wouldn't be living up to their fiduciary duty if they said, okay, we're not going to pass a budget that pays the bills. We're going to pass a budget that doesn't pay the bills. It can't happen. So, again, your responsibility, your duty as a board member, pass a budget that pays the bills. End of story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call. Taking your calls, everybody else, 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Karen, before we went to the break, we were talking about just how crazy it is when boards and the unit owners in the community find out that the deductible for the roof can actually be several hundred thousand dollars, and when the people find out, they are actually shocked.
Yeah.
And in that situation, the unit owners have to come up literally with the first $500,000. And then the question is, but suppose they weren't funding their reserve accounts.
Right.
And, I'll get lots of calls and emails, saying just that. It'll go something like, we have no reserve funds. We have no money for emergency repairs. What do we do? And I can tell them, praying doesn't hurt. Right. Other than that, it's really not rocket science. You gambled by not funding a reserve account. And quite frankly, you lost the bet. Eventually, the house always wins. It's time now to pass that emergency special assessment. This is why, a couple of years ago, when we were having storms, one after the other after the other, the Florida legislature passed a law that says if you're going to vote down the funding of reserves and you're going to use a proxy form to do it, on that proxy form, it has to say in big,
huge, bold
capital letters, right, that by passing this by waiving reserves, I understand that I may be responsible down the line for huge special assessments.
Right.
So now, when you complain that we have no money in a roof reserve account, the deductible is too high, people are going to hold up that form and say, isn't that your John Hancock next to that disclosure over there that says this is going to happen to you potentially? So, the legislature made sure that you know what you're doing now before you waive a reserve account.
Well, suppose the people that live in that community are on a fixed income, like Social Security, and can't afford a special assessment, like in a 55 and over community.
Right. We hear that all the time, Karen, and it's an unfortunate answer. You don't want to tell people that are on fixed incomes too bad, but the bottom line is the property has to get fixed, Karen, right? I mean, I understand it's maybe all the more reason why the property has to even get fixed quicker.
So if they can't pay that special assessment, then what, they get foreclosed?
That's exactly right. If the unit owners can't pay that special assessment to fix the roof or whatever else needs to be fixed in that community, the association can actually foreclose on their unit. And again, though, it really boils down to, and I know, people who are on a fixed income or are getting older, they don't like to put away money for a rainy day. A lot of people think, hey, why am I putting money away for a roof 20 years from now if, quite frankly, I may not be alive in 20 years? I understand.
Right.
It's not going to come back to me. I get it. But the flip side to that is, but if your roof blows off today or during the next storm, are you ready to also put up $10,000 for a special assessment? Again, to me, not reserving is simply a recipe for disaster. No two ways about it.
You're right. And we always hear about bad companies that are out there to try to take advantage of communities after a storm. Either they engage in price gouging or they aren't even licensed to begin with.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that. It's funny because my little boy Brandon ran over to me the other day. He's like, Dad, do you see what they're charging for gasoline in Georgia? $9 a gallon. And you tried to pull that in Florida, I can tell you the Attorney General's office would be
Pam Bondi
over you down
has
here.
Has a phone number you call. Yeah.
Exactly. But before we get into that, let's take another break. Taking your phone calls, everybody, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis here with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates. Taking your phone calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
The election season is fast approaching, Karen, for both condos and HOAs. And remember, if you don't get certified either 1 year before becoming a board member or within 90 days after becoming a board member, you are automatically off the board, ladies and gentlemen. And one way of getting certified, attend our popular Condo Craze board certification course. We've now certified over 11,000 Floridians all day.
And we have free classes, and Eric also feeds you, for everybody coming up quickly. The space is filling up fast. Here are our next events.
Hey, before we go there, I really want to thank Karen, those brave souls that showed up this past Wednesday.
You're kidding me.
Yes, they showed up at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo in Fort Lauderdale.
Wow.
At the Broward Convention Center, and they showed up to attend our class during a hurricane warning, no less.
Unbelievable.
So you want to talk about devoted board members and
Definitely.
Devoted managers? We were flattered to have those that were in attendance. Thank you very much. But the next one, again, coming up real quick, next week, October 18th, the L&L Condo and HOA Expo, West Palm Beach at the Palm Beach Convention Center.
October 20th, L&L Condo and HOA at Tampa Convention Center.
A week later, October 26th, L&L Condo and HOA Expo in Bradenton at the Bradenton Convention Center.
No. Condo Craze Board Certification Class, Hard Rock, Hollywood.
And January 14th, the Condo Craze Board Certification Class at the Holiday Inn in Orlando, Florida. That's just what we got coming up for the next few months, and there will be more. And board members, please don't get certified by signing that silly, ridiculous, self-serving affidavit come learn something at a class for a few hours. Again, it's fun, educational. You're with your peers in a great environment, pressure-free, but the seminars fill up fast. Really don't get shut out. And comment with your manager because your manager gets legal update credits as well. And learn together. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. Registration easy enough. Just go to condocrazeandhways.com or download the ConduCraze app on your iPhone or Android device and click on the Register for Our Seminars tab.
All right. How about we go to Patricia in Deerfield? How are you, Patricia?
I'm fine, Eric. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I need to go back to the material alteration question.
Sure.
Can that be done by someone who wants to make three different material alterations, circulating a petition or something to the effect that he wants to add a patio, he wants to add a close in his current patio and put in hurricane-proof sliding glass doors, and he wants to change his front door to hurricane-proof.
Okay. Generally, the material alterations are done by a limited proxy form. So it's not necessarily just a form that you know, people sign underneath. It's got to be done by a limited proxy, and every person should be signing their own separate limited proxy form, okay, specifically outlining what the material alterations are very specifically, and then underneath at the bottom of the form, the unit owner signs it. And that's the proper procedure for actually how the vote gets taken.
So the unit owners need to actually maybe see a picture of what
they don't have to see. It needs to be spelled out for them. It needs to be very much spelled out for them, yes, so that the person who wants the change is actually getting the permission that he or she needs.
Okay.
Yeah, the changes need to be spelled out.
Once he reaches, let's say, the 75%, he doesn't have to go to all unit owners. He can just stop it. Let's
if
say your 75% or whatever.
If your documents say 75% is sufficient, then that number is good. 75% would be fine. Just make sure your documents don't say unanimous consent or 100% consent. Okay.
Right, but the board cannot approve a material alteration. Just going to the board submitting
pictures
to the board.
Is it possible that there's language in your documents that give the board that authority? It's possible, and yes, that if that's the case, then the board can approve it if it specifically says that in your documents. But typically, that's not the case. Typically, there's either a 2/3 or a 3/4 vote that's required from all of the.
And if it says nothing.
And if it says nothing, then the statute says it's automatically 75%.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. You got it. All right. Thanks, Patricia. Taking your calls, everybody, 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. And again, we're talking about the types of phone calls we can expect to get. And as you were saying, Karen, we always hear about bad companies that are out there that try to take advantage of communities after a storm. You know, either they, like you were saying, they engage in price gouging, or they aren't even licensed to begin with. And that's definitely another phone call that we'll get. We just hired the services of some construction company. You know, they approached us. We gave them a deposit. And guess what? They just disappeared on us.
Boy.
You know, bottom line, especially here in Florida, after a storm, you have scammers, con men, gangsters, thieves, you know, and other creatures that descend on your community associations that suffer damage. And, you know, they know that a lot of the quality companies are now tied up doing a million other jobs.
Right.
So they come to your association and they tell you, hey, no problem. We're going to get to your job right away. And in desperation, the association hires these people. They don't verify any licenses. They don't verify insurance. They don't bother to get any references or even check if they're listed as a valid Florida corporation on the Florida Secretary of State's website, you know, or as a valid business entity. The association winds up losing the deposit, and the association really has little to no recourse whatsoever. Go find these people now. And, yes, these are not things we're making up. These are things that we've actually done, things that have actually happened. So don't freak out after a storm. You know, you got to, you know, make a good leadership. You should be calm, relaxed. Call your lawyer. Get some help before you do anything.
Exactly. Call Eric. All the more reason why our listeners would be best by calling our sponsors, who are all licensed, they are qualified, and they are insured, and they are reputable.
No two ways about it. And you know, We always talk about how associations should have their contracts reviewed by their attorneys before signing them. And this advice is even more important after a hurricane because, as I'm saying, we're going to get phone calls that say, we signed contracts for repairs without having our lawyer look at it. And can you get us out of it?
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, no. Oftentimes the answer is no, I can't get you out of it. You signed it already. So, you know, we get this contract and the person that they signed it with may or may not be licensed even. And that would be reason enough to get out of the contract because you can't sign a contract to make repairs if you're not licensed to do it. Matter of fact, the law is so clear that let's say you engage and enter into a contract with someone who's not licensed to make repairs to your property that requires a license.
Right.
You pay them. And even if they do the job, guess what? You're entitled to your money back.
Oh, my gosh. That's huge.
Yes, because an unlicensed person cannot enter into a contract to make repairs that requires a license.
What about in Florida? Isn't there a three-day rule of signing a contract?
And you can a three-day rule to make these type of repairs.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, sometimes in real estate situations, maybe. But no, not when you have these types of situations. But like I said, sometimes the person may not be licensed.
Right.
But also clients will, you know, hand us this contract that they sign, and I'm like, wait a minute, do you realize you signed a contract that has no start date?
Oh, jeez.
No
and
completion date. Right. Exactly. You don't even have a warranty.
Oh, God.
The precise scope of work isn't even mentioned in the contract.
Mm.
You gave them a ridiculous deposit of more than 50% down. You know, why did you do that? And there's so many other problems with the contract. So with all due respect, not to create work for attorneys out there, but you're sometimes spending six figures on contracts, maybe you want to spend a little more money and give an attorney an hour or two of attorney time to make sure that, you know, legal counsel reviews the contract before you sign it, because sometimes, I'm sorry, you're not getting out of it.
You know, people panic before the storm. I had a friend who needed to have her Nana's shutters put up, so she went on Craigslist to find somebody to put them up. I mean, the time was running out, and people were making hasty decisions at the last minute,
which is the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's take another break, Karen. Taking your calls, everybody. 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
As a flood or other disaster struck your community, is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts,
accounts. Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. If you have a product or service that our Condo Craze and HOAs listeners can use, why not become a sponsor of our Condo Craze and HOAs radio show? You can have a commercial during the show, have a display table at all of our live events that we do throughout the state, get to meet hundreds of condo and HOA board members. Your company's logo and website are posted on the Condo Craze website and on our email blast that we send out to every week, as well as in our newsletters that we send out to tens of thousands of community associations all around the state. To find out more, visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com.
All right, how about we go to Tom in Sun City. How are you, Tom?
Hello.
How are you, Tom?
Good, how are you?
All right, Sun City, that's like between Bradenton and Tampa, right?
Yes.
You will be in your neck of the woods in about a week.
Great. I have a question regarding the HOA board member certification. It appears, looking on the website, that there was a law that was established in April of 2015 requiring board members to have certification after they've been appointed or put into place within 3 months.
Right. I want to say it was before. Yeah, it was before 2015, I think. I actually drafted that legislation, and it went, and I think it was passed in 2013.
Okay. Does that say that if there's a board member that's been on the board before that date, they're grandfathered in without having to have done?
Everybody wants to know if they're grandfathered in, and the answer is no, you are not grandfathered in, period. You have to get certified. And again, there's two ways to get certified. One way I don't even want to talk about, you can basically sign an affidavit that says you're a know-it-all and you read your documents. The other way is to do the right thing and actually take a class for 2-3 hours.
Oh, so basically they can skirt around the issue and then say that they've know-it-all and
there's a form.
Is that what you're saying?
That's right. There's a form that you can print off the Internet from the DBPR's website. And it basically says, I've read my governing documents, and I promise to enforce them to the best of my ability, yada, yada, yada. You sign it, and you're certified to the same extent as if you took a class. That's how ridiculous the law currently is. But, you know, my opinion has always been...
Was that a legitimate question to ask the board to show documents that their board members...
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact... The certification forms are required to be kept by the secretary of the association or the management for 5 years. Now, unit owners all the time make records requests because they want their board members to prove that they are, in fact, certified. You know, and I always took the position, I'll still take it, that if your board members are too busy to take a class for 2 hours to come and learn something and they'd rather sign that certification form, they're not deserving of being a board member. That's how I feel about it.
Okay. I got another question. regarding the minutes of a meeting. If you request a copy of the minutes of the meeting and what has transpired at the meeting is not in those minutes, that seems like there's a violation of the law there.
Well, you have proof that that's not what happened at the meeting?
Yeah. Say a homeowner appears at a board meeting with their attorney present, and something is discussed, and there's nothing within the minutes of that meeting that the homeowner and his attorney appeared.
Right. Yeah, so I think you have a right to ask your board how come the minutes of this meeting of a particular date did not reflect what actually happened. I think you certainly can raise that at a board meeting at some point and see what the board says, especially if you have a video or audio recording of what actually happened on that date. So, yeah, I think you have the right to ask that question and ask them to amend the minutes.
Oh, absolutely. You have the right to ask.
Sure. Will they do it? That's a different story. And if they don't, you know, it depends how much of a fight you want to make of it. Maybe you want to bring it to pre-suit mediation or not. But, okay. Yeah, they have an obligation to keep accurate minutes.
Right.
Okay.
So,
Tom, we hope to see you at the seminar in about a week. You're in the middle. You can go to the one in Bradenton or Tampa.
You got time for another question?
Sure. Go right ahead.
If when they have a board meeting and a homeowner's address or business is on that agenda, don't the board have a responsibility to notify the homeowner that they're on the agenda?
Not if they're not planning on taking any very specific action against that unit owner, such as terminating their right to vote or something like that. Then I would say yes, they'd have the obligation to let that unit owner potentially know. But if they're just going to talk about that unit owner, no, there's no obligation there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Very, very good.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you very much for your help.
You got it. Be well.
Bye bye.
All right. So before we actually went to our break, Karen, we were talking about the miscreants that sometimes descend on the state of Florida to try to take associations' money and promise the world and deliver nothing. And, you know, the bottom line is, like you were saying, don't make rash decisions on behalf of your association, because that can ultimately really, truly increase the financial burden to your community. The wrong moves can cost your association a lot of money. So before you sign that contract, before you borrow those funds, you know, before you even pass that special assessment, or you alter your common elements like we were getting so many calls about today, you may want to ask your lawyer what he or she thinks.
That's a good idea.
Save, you know, I understand money is sometimes tight, but there are certain things that you just shouldn't skimp on. And getting a legal opinion about a contract that's worth several hundred thousand dollars is probably something you don't want to skimp on.
Exactly.
You
know?
So you're
going to
spend
a few hundred
bucks in attorney's time, but you're going to sign a contract, sometimes, you know, six figures. By the way, oftentimes associations are signing contracts for seven figures or more. When you represent, you know, a lot of the buildings we represent on the beach, for example, close to the water, if it's a 300-400 unit building that all of a sudden needs concrete restoration repairs, we're talking about seven figures.
I mean, isn't it their fiduciary duty to get an attorney's opinion on this? Can't the people that live there hold these board members accountable if they lose that kind of money?
But sometimes
if they don't get the attorney?
Absolutely. But sometimes you have people on the board that, A, will take the position, I've done this before, I know exactly what's needed, or I've been in the business, so I know what we need and what we don't need, or my son-in-law is an engineer, or whatever it may be. But the bottom line is, why not get an opinion from an attorney as to what needs to be in your contract to protect the association? It's, you know, kind of silly, ridiculous, but it oftentimes happens, and you put your association truly in harm's way. But let's take our final break of the hour. Taking your calls within the few minutes we got left, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Avenue Ventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years' experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Association Services of Florida, or Associa, has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years. As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Our own mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. We back up that statement with our superior senior management, all of whom have many years of experience personally managing communities and who provide expert support to the management, staff, and to our association's board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And view our website at associaflorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry. Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates handling condo and HOA law. Just a couple
right,
minutes
we
left.
We are just about out of time. We got Constantine on line one. How are you, Constantine?
I'm calling to thank you for your wonderful show every week and to thank you for you being courageous to say make America great again. You're a really a patriot and thank, I love you.
Thank you so much. Hey, question for you, but you're obviously a woman, so you're not obviously too offended by what
no.
Trump said, right?
I have a son and he's telling me that's how every man talks.
My wife is listening to the show, so I have to disagree with that vehemently.
But
listen,
Trump is a patriot, too. He loves this country, and we should vote for him.
Yeah, that I agree with you. I'm with you, Constantine, and I thank you, and I love you, and thank you for the show.
Thank you for the call.
You got it. All right.
Bye.
Let's talk about what we're going to talk about next week.
Okay.
We'll talk about some amazing powers that board members have both before, during, and after a hurricane. And that's especially if the governor declares a state of emergency, like what actually happened here. We'll talk about condo and HOA budgets, what have to be included, what may be included, and what things your board can spend money on without your permission and what things they can't spend money on. So always lots to talk about and a lot more. Let's see what tonight's debate holds in store. Karen, should be an interesting night.
It'll be very, very interesting. We'll see what happens.
Get the popcorn
ready.
And everybody, we will speak to you again next week on Condo Craze and HOAs. Have a great week, everybody.